So I was sitting in a boardroom trying to discuss digital transformation. Unfortunately, one of the board members just wanted to talk about how terrible their content management system was. He said, "How come I can download an app onto my mobile and instantly know how to use it, yet I have to go on a training course to use our CMS? Shouldn't a content management system be intuitive?" He was right, of course. They had 1,200 people across the organisation, the majority of whom were struggling to use the CMS. All that frustration, all those wasted hours. He wanted the organisation to switch content management systems, but I pointed out that most content management systems had the same problem, and anyway, they were treating the symptom and not the underlying issue. I've worked with many content management systems over the years, and in every case, people complain about them. Are they all really that terrible, or is something else going on? I believe the problem lies in how content management systems are sold, and then how they're used within the organisations they're sold to. This may date me, but I remember when content management systems arrived on the scene. Many saw them as a silver bullet for all their content issues. There was a perception that content management systems would allow anyone to update the website, and it would do away with the need to expand the web team to support the increased interest in digital. This was and is a perception encouraged by content management system vendors. They sell their systems on the basis that anyone can now publish to the web. In truth, things are not that straightforward. For a start, most content management systems are not fit for that purpose. That's because content management system vendors overestimate the skills of the average user. The majority of content management systems are not easy to use. They contain far more functionality and complexity than the average user needs. Furthermore, with this kind of distributed model, most content management system users only update the website occasionally, and that means that they're not becoming familiar with how these systems work, and they forget any training that they've received. There is also an assumption that allowing a large number of people to update the website is a good thing, and I'm coming to the conclusion that's not in fact the case. Large numbers of editors have a dramatic impact on the quality, consistency, and relevancy of content. Content contributors are not experts at writing for the web and rarely have the time to keep their content up to date. Even if they have the skill and the time, without editorial control, there's going to be no consistent tone of voice across the site. You may be left wondering what the role of a content management system should be. If they're also complex, too complex for the average user, and too many users undermine the quality, why have a CMS at all? The truth is they do have their place, but we need to adapt our thinking to make the best use of them. Content management systems are a tool for enabling digital professionals to manage online content. They're not really for the masses. They are powerful, complex systems that allow a high degree of control. More control and functionality than should be in the hands of non-specialists. Admittedly, if you're in an organisation with a high degree of digital expertise, then that might not be the case. But as a general principle, I believe it stands. What organisations need is a central team that work with business specialists to write effective web copy. This team then posts content online using a CMS. You need that central team to ensure quality and also to maintain existing content. This includes removing content that is no longer relevant. Now, this approach would create a bottleneck in your content production, but I would argue that's a good thing. Content management systems encourage anyone to put content online, and this makes it harder for users to find the content they want. Too many of our sites are full of content that somebody might find useful rather than focusing on specific use cases. This is a lesson being learnt at the European Commission. As part of their digital transformation project, they've removed 90% of their content. Content that proliferated because of the widespread access to the CMS. There are, of course, exceptions. Updating staff profiles is something that is better done by the staff themselves. Or updating content such as news or job posting also sits better with those that actually produce the content. But that does not mean that these users need access to a full-blown content management system. Even with limited permissions, many users find content management systems far from intuitive. Training is not an option because people forget, forcing refresher courses, and this ends up being expensive and time consuming. Instead, we should be designing custom interfaces for the content management systems, interfaces tailored to the workflows users are trying to complete. In other words, instead of having a single interface for your CMS, there should be different ones for different tasks. Tasks such as updating profiles or adding news stories. The digital team would continue to use the normal CMS, but the customized interfaces would be for employees trying to complete small groups of specific tasks. The huge advantage this brings is that you can tailor these experiences to the way people are already working and thinking about the content they're trying to create. We don't need users to adapt to the technology. Most enterprise-level content management systems allow this kind of customization. Unfortunately, organizations are unwilling to pay for it, and that makes little sense. The cost of CMS training and the hours wasted struggling with the CMS would easily cover the price of designing a tailored interface. In fact, this approach would likely provide a return on investment in terms of productivity savings. So basically, custom interfaces for specific workflows and a centralized team dedicated to ensuring the quality will transform your CMS and the way it's perceived. It will go from being a hated necessity to the powerhouse that drives your website.